One of the things I've written before that I remember sometimes is do less, but do it deeply. You know, because we get into the pattern of doing stuff consistently over and over and over, and we're just not engaging with our lives on a very deep level whenever we do that. You know, whenever we do that, we're just on the surface level of like just, I don't know, keeping up the momentum of our patterns. And it's like, sure, there are things that we have to do, like on a daily basis, of course. But so much of it can be changed around. So much of it can be thought of in a different way and approached in a different way. So much of it can probably be let go. And whenever we can then engage with like what we do in the day with more like patience and expansiveness and openness, then we actually get somewhere like closer to what it means to be alive. Because we're, you know, whenever we're just going through our patterns all the time and kind of hurrying through life, like, I don't know, is that really living? It is to some degree, you know. But if we're just like checking off boxes perpetually, then I don't know. You know, why live in that way whenever there's so much more available to us is, I guess, what I'm saying. But the problem is that we're lulled into that momentum of like fast, intense habits by our surroundings. And so then we forget because we get used to what's happening around us and we're like, okay, this is normal. And we just think it's normal because we forgot that there's other ways to do things. And so using whatever it is in your life that is a good reminder for that, maybe it's this podcast, maybe this conversation is a reminder to get out of those patterns where you're just not really in charge of your own experience and doing less at each day if you can. And whenever you do those things, like really sink into them, like give them your full attention and see what that type of presence and that type of awareness does to your experience of reality. You know, I try and do that as much as I can, but of course, like anyone else, there's, you know, I'm always doing a lot of things and trying to accomplish a lot of things, and I create a lot of content, you know, and that in itself is just a lot. And so I remind myself in these mini moments a lot of times to just stop and just let go of the impulse, that feeling, that need to like move on and do the next thing, especially whenever I'm talking to people. Like, I don't know, whatever it is, but whenever I'm in public or something like that, like I have a high percentage of people that start talking to me, and like I'll be in a store or something and I'll say, excuse me, if I step in front of someone, then somehow we start talking and I'm just like talking to someone for 10 minutes about something interesting. And in those moments, it's easy to be like, okay, I don't have time for this. I've got to get out of here. I don't know this person. But also, you can like remember that that's what life is about, is like connection and experience. And just sit there and like approach those moments from like more of a timeless perspective. Approach those moments from like a place of curiosity, you know, as instead of a place of scarcity. And if you can do that more habitually, then what you experience and your patterns start to shift towards that way of thinking and that way of being. And the reality is that you do sacrifice something whenever you do that. You know, you sacrifice a bit of output, as it were. But that's a valuable moment to ask yourself the question if that output is really meaningful. Does it matter if you, like, the things you're quote unquote getting done, does it matter? Does it contribute to your future in a beneficial way? Or are they things you've just started doing because you are used to it? It's all very useful stuff to ask yourself. And so, yeah, you know, maybe try this whenever you remember it. Try just to let go of things that don't matter and sink more deeply into your experience. Or maybe a fun experiment is to set aside an entire day, like a Sunday or something. Or even not even have had enough to be an entire day, maybe in a morning or afternoon. And just be like, you know what, on Saturday today, I'm just going to like chill and not do much, but I'm going to really connect with the things that I do. And it doesn't have to be, in fact, it shouldn't be like lofty or, you know, high-minded. It should be even simple things, you know, because this perspective is not judging stuff for being valuable or inviable. It's just being open and present with what is. So, of course, is the classic example of washing the dishes. You know, you can do that in a rush, or you can slow down and really give yourself over to the experience. Relax all the muscles in your body as you're doing it. And really, like, have it be more meaningful in that way. Have it not be just this annoyance, but turn it into kind of a form of indulgence in a way. What's interesting is that there's actually some science behind this as well. I was reading a thing recently that said that one of the ways to restore dopamine is almost a dorkamine. it's the brain chemical that makes you more nerdy. Dopamine is to intentionally be bored. Like the state of desiring to do things is a way to rebuild dopamine in the brain for whatever reason, along with cold showers. So this sort of like, it got me thinking after I read that. It's interesting that the idea that like boredom, and if we unpack what boredom is, like, well, what is that? That's really like, it's just being without being distracted, right? And I suppose I would say distracted in terms of mindless distraction, not occupied or engaged, but distracted. And so what's kind of interesting is that if you are being more present and you're really engaging with things with a more intentional approach, then you're just kind of living in this state of quote-unquote boredom. You're living in this state of like acting without throttling yourself with in stuff that engages your brain in a way that just like dumps the dopamine, you know? You're not like scrolling on your phone constantly. And so perhaps, you know, that's why a more present approach to life actually makes you feel more positive and more satisfied and more comfortable. Because every move is like restoring your dopamine. And then you actually have dopamine to release whenever you need it in a bit more natural way. So anyway, I hope you all enjoyed that podcast. As always, much love to you. Hope that your week goes well. Hope that you have a beautiful day today, and I hope that at least one time today you choose to do something less, but do it more deeply. Much love.